The candidates and the major parties continue to position themselves in advance of the November election. This morning, Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy looks at the latest in the state races for governor and attorney general. But first, he explores the results of a lower-profile election that took place over the weekend.
The Erie County Democratic Party elected their chair, and despite all these complaints that we've heard for so long, once again, Jeremy Zellner finished out on top.
Yeah, and by a significant margin. I think he won the reorganization meeting 69-31%. That's a no question about it right there.
Right.
However, there are still some fissures in this party. We wrote about it in the column last weekend, and those things are going to continue. These are Erie County Democrats. This is what they do. They fight.
But his opponent was Mark Manna this time around, and he even said, all right, he's got his 2 years. Let's see if he can unite us, quote, unite us.
Right.
What's blocking that?
I think it's just factions that have deep roots in the party that go back 15 and 20 years. And there's a lot of people who would like to see all of that end. But there have been these factions, and people have lined up on teams over the years. And sometimes the governor's office was involved, too, in trying to install their own people as chairman here. I mean, it got to that point a couple years ago. So there are hands off on it now, which was significant, we think, because it just allowed this whole situation to play out. But I think what you are going to see is a significant portion of organized labor being involved and watching in this, as you just said, and to see if there is some unity. And they are going to be a potent force in this because they bring a lot of money to the table.
Let's just switch now to Nick Langworthy. He had an interesting quote in your column. He said that I'm really focusing on the state attorney general's race. And that's interesting because we're looking at an incumbent in Eric Schneiderman who's been very busy over the last few years.
Yep.
John Cahill is the Republican that's running for that.
Right.
What's going on there? Why is he so interested in that particular
Cahill
race?
Cahill is a kind of a major figure in the Republican circles. He was Governor Pataki's right-hand man, his secretary, basically the most powerful man in government next to the governor himself. He also was a conservation commissioner for several years. So, I mean, he does know his way around. But he is jabbing away at Eric Schneiderman, especially on his Moreland Commission role, which is certainly becoming an issue in the governor's race, too. And polls show that there's something for Langworthy to be semi-excited about. And there's a long way to go. Schneiderman's got all the advantages in Democratic registration, in money, in incumbency. And coming from New York City, so this is still a very uphill climb for John Cahill, but he is climbing. So.
Yeah. Rob Astorino continues to try to climb. The poll that came out on Monday indicated that he's not climbing all that much in the polls. That being stated, he's getting some real interesting help. Last night, Governor Rick Perry was in town. Mm-hmm. Carl Palladino holding a fundraiser, the two of them together, for Astorino. It's interesting that there are some people coming to boost Astorino. Obviously, Carl Palladino initially wasn't particularly thrilled with him as the candidate.
But he is very much on board now and has been very much part of this effort to bring in Rick Perry. And this is a significant event that took place here because, if you remember, Chris Christie, chairman of the Republican Governors Association, said, no, I'm not going to help Rob Astorino. You're too far down in the polls. I'm not going to be there. But now there are some efforts to show that there are leading Republican governors, presidential aspirants, such as Rick Perry, such as Bobby Jindal in New York City later on in October. And so these kinds of things are going on to show that, yes, we've got some big-time governors coming in, and we think we like this. And that's part of the message that's being that's resulted from that fundraiser.
Yeah, well, let's maybe get into that message a little bit. What is the distinct message that Astorino wants to come out of all this?
I think he is very excited to have Rick Perry here because Rick Perry is the governor of a hugely successful state as far as industry and commerce and economics go. I mean, Texas is booming. And so what Rick Perry will say is, this is what I have done in my Republican way of governing this state. This is what Rob Astorino wants to do, too. See, I think the real argument in this gubernatorial campaign is going to be whether or not you take targeted programs such as the Buffalo Billion, which is, hey, very popular in Buffalo and Erie County, or whether you take a more general approach to say that we need fewer taxes and we need less stringent business regulations. That's the kind of message that Rick Perry brings here to Buffalo and says it's worked in Texas. And that's basically the same argument that Rob Astorino is making. And that's what people are going to have to decide on in November.
All right. Bob McCarthy, as always, thanks very much.
You bet.
Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy will be joining us on Morning Edition every Wednesday through Election Day on WBFO.